To our region now, and Australia and Indonesia have announced a raft of new initiatives to increase trade and cultural ties between the two nations. Prime Minister Julia Gillard and President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono have also expressed their gratitude at the other's efforts to try to combat people smuggling in the region. Stephanie March reports from Darwin.
With a quick handshake and the formalities out of the way, it was down to business. Prime Minister Julia Gillard and President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono talked about a range of initiatives to bring their two countries closer.
I've also taken very careful note of the President's interest in developing greater Australian engagement in the economic development of eastern Indonesia.
One business they want to boost is beef, which became a sore topic when Australia briefly banned live exports to Indonesia last year. But the Indonesian president wants to see the industry grow. Indonesia currently absorbs 43% of Australia's live cattle market, and the demand for beef is on the rise. President Yudhoyono says Indonesia could potentially build more facilities for cattle fattening, particularly in the eastern region.
Madam Prime Minister, no doubt you would agree with me that the relations of our two countries, of Indonesia and Australia, is now in a very strong position, a solid position, and continue to strengthen.
President Yudhoyono wooed Australian business leaders, switching from Indonesian to English and from president to movie buff.
Many Indonesians are fans of the movie Australia, starred by Hugh Jackman and Nicole Kidman, and Crocodile Dundee, starred by Paul Hogan. Both movies show the beauty of nature and fauna of Australia. They also saw the spirit of the folks of Northern Territory.
But the purpose of his visit was clear.
I encourage you to utilize Indonesia's geography, demographics, stability, democracy, economic strength, and competitive labor to your advantage.
Australia and Indonesia will also boost cooperation to combat people smuggling.
Indonesia is also a victim of the acts of illegal and people smuggling, be it human trafficking or people smuggling. For that reason, based on the Bali process and the cooperation of bilateral level between our two countries that are effective, we hope that we can prevent, as far as possible, the acts of people smuggling in our region.
I welcome the strong cooperation we have with Indonesia on people smuggling, including Indonesia's law enforcement efforts against people smuggling syndicates.
Australia will send a high-level delegation to Indonesia to help improve maritime and search and rescue capacity to deal with emergencies at sea. But it will welcome more Indonesians on working holidays. Australia will increase the number of working holiday visas for Indonesians.
That's Stephanie March reporting from Darwin, and later in the program we'll be picking up on a couple of the issues under discussion yesterday between the Australian and Indonesian leaders, including the live export trade of cattle, and also we'll be joined by Home Affairs Minister Jason Clare to hear more about the offer of assistance to Indonesia to beef up its search and rescue efforts and its border protection efforts.